Comedian Tim Dillon jokes, YouTube star Ms. Rachel is politicizing her children's show with Hamas propaganda. By Warner Todd Houston on May 25, 2025. Comedian and popular podcast personality Tim Dillon dedicated a segment on his latest episode of The Tim Dillon Show to the proliferation of Hamas propaganda by establishment media outlets and online influencers, and how even the popular children's YouTube star Ms. Rachel has recently found herself the subject of headlines about the Gaza war death tolls. Dillon trolled Ms. Rachel, whose real name is Rachel Griffin Aguirre-Sow, for her recent campaign speaking out for the residents of Palestinian Gaza, especially for the children caught up in the Hamas terror network's genocidal aim to kill all Jews. Like many in the left-wing entertainment industry, Rachel seems to place much of the blame on Israel while absolving Hamas and the Palestinians, and has spent much time disgorging Hamas talking points to her young fans. Dillon, though, said he feels that Rachel is ignorant of the facts during his podcast and pointed out that the average, everyday Palestinian fully supports Hamas and its terrorist goals. When I see a child being killed, the first thing I do is step back and take a moment. I take a moment and I think about history and I think about the layers and the complexity, the ins and the outs. And that's what I do, Dillon jokingly said of his efforts to try and understand the conflict in Gaza. Miss Rachel, this dumb bitch, by the way, she sees a kid being killed and he is like, stop it, stop killing that kid. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why don't you read the book? How about some study? He continued. So, she is, you know, understandably ignorant. He went on to accuse this whack job, Miss Rachel, of using the kids in Gaza to make her political points. I don't want to see politics when I'm watching a children's show. He continued, before saying, now Miss Rachel is politicizing her children's show with Hamas propaganda. He then called Rachel's propaganda one of the sickest and most insane things I've seen in my life before showing a clip of her show in which she sang a song with a little girl who he said had been wounded during a skirmish in Gaza. This is an American mother engaging in Hamas propaganda with a member of Hamas. She brought a member of Hamas on her show, he said disgustedly. Dillon went on to say that people in the West are too soft and don't understand how vicious and inhuman Hamas is, and that Israel's actions are based on necessarily difficult decisions. The comedian made his comments even as the U.S. media seemed to prove his point by pushing out a story nationwide that collapsed in hours, then rewrote the story without explaining why they made such serious changes to their original reporting, the New York Post reported. Last week, NBC News pushed out a story with a headline screaming, around 14,000 babies could die in the next 48 hours if many more aid trucks do not reach Gaza, the UN's humanitarian chief says. However, only hours later, the outlet deleted the social media posts and the headline and materially rewrote the story to say, around 14,000 babies face severe malnutrition if a lot more aid trucks don't reach the Palestinian enclave soon, UN aid group said. At the time of this reporting, NBC had not issued an apology or explanation for how it got the story so wrong. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.